Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
There's no denying it's hard times. Starbucks is closing some shops. Even Toyota is losing money. And I saw a story in the paper about a guy who's heating his apartment by boiling water and blowing the steam around the room with a fan. But hey, U.S. Congress, let's not get carried away. Coming down on Citigroup about their naming rights deal for the Mets' new stadium is harsh. Citigroup, recipient of $350 billion in taxpayer support, will hardly miss the $400 million it's going to cost them to sponsor the Mets. And come on, what better investment of their money could taxpayers request than Citigroup's name on a big new ball yard in New York? According to some smart people I know, the worst financial collapse in almost a century hasn't altered the fact that you have to spend money to make money. And what better way to spend money than on sports? Just ask Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig. According to the figures filed this week with the IRS, to preside over his game in 2007, he was being paid a little over $18 million a year, which was apparently insufficient since he also got almost $500,000 for expenses. That works out to more than $1,100 a day for meals, travel, and his subscription to Sports Illustrated. But, hey, again, if you don't pay top dollar, you don't get the top guy at the top of your organization. If it works for Wall Street, it works for Major League Baseball. And who can possibly argue that it hasn't worked for Wall Street? All this is not to suggest that responsible restraint is nowhere evident in baseball circles. Consider Manny Ramirez, who helped the Dodgers get to the postseason last summer. This week, he was offered $25 million to play for the Dodgers this year, and he nixed the deal. My guess is that he felt that $25 million was insanely excessive in these days when people are heating their apartments with their tea kettles. In fact, I don't have to guess about that. It says right here in the press release that, I see. Manny Ramirez turned down the $25 million for 1 year because it wasn't enough. He wants at least $25 million a year for 6 years. Never mind.